はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura です。
Peter here, and we are back with another lesson. Today we have a very special lesson for you. Today we're going to be bringing you New Year's Eve vocabulary. What do you think about that, Sakura?
Yes, it's exciting. New Year is always exciting.
Yes. And also, Japan shuts down for the new year. That's correct, right?
Yes, yes.
How long is the usual vacation?
Well, usually shops close until the 2nd of January.
Yes.
And start opening after that.
Yeah, so we have about 5 days of vacation, correct?
Right.
Well, most people do. As always, me and Sakura are the ones who are always working on the holidays. Christmas Eve,
yes.
New Year's Eve. I'm so sorry, Sakura.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start off. We have New Year's Eve vocabulary words. Let's start with the first one.
大晦日.
Okay, and one more time, nice and slow.
大晦日.
Okay, and what does this word mean?
It means New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Okay, and now can you break it down by syllable?
Okay. 大晦日.
And one time fast.
大晦日.
Okay, very, very nice. New Year's Eve. Okay, so today is?
大晦日.
Okay, what about tomorrow? Is there, so this is New Year's Eve. What about New Year's Day? Is there a word for New Year's Day?
Yes. 正月.
Okay, very nice. New Year's Day. And one more time, nice and slow.
正月.
Okay, and please by syllables.
正月.
Okay, so this is New Year's Day.
Right.
Okay, so you got these two words. Now, let's get some more vocabulary. I know on New Year's Eve, which is?
大晦日.
Yes, there is a television show that is quite famous.
Oh, yes.
Can you give us the name of this show?
Okay, it's called 紅白歌合戦.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're going to have to break this down a little bit. So, why don't you give us the short version, which is?
紅白.
Okay, and what does this mean?
It literally means ko is red,
yes,
and haku is white.
Okay.
So it's a competition between red team and white team, and it's competition between singers.
Ah, very, singers.
Yes, very famous singers in Japan.
Oh, wow. It's very, very interesting. We had the first part. Now maybe you can give us the proper name of this.
Okay. Kōhaku utagassen.
Okay. So we remember we had the Kōhaku in the beginning, which is red and white. Now, can you break down the rest of this for us?
Utagassen.
Okay. And what does this mean?
Is competition of songs.
Yeah. Singing competition.
Singing competition, right.
Okay. So break it down a little further.
Okay. Uta.
Okay. And what does this mean?
This is song.
Yes.
Songs.
So we have red, white, song, and last word.
Gassen.
Okay. And break this down for us.
Is competition, you know, that kind of meaning.
Yeah, competition. Yeah, or like battle or something.
Right.
So, give it to us one more time.
紅白歌合戦.
Okay, and again, this is?
It's a program shown by national TV station.
Yes.
Yes, and it has run for so many years.
Like, really?
Like generations, you know?
Generations.
Yes, and the notable thing is that it has new young singers and also, you know, like I can't say old singers, but, you know, like traditional singers.
They really run the whole gamut. If you want to put it into U.S. standards, they would have on one team rap singers, country singers,
that's right,
and opera singers,
yes,
on one team, and then on the red team, for example, mm-hmm, and then on the white team, they would have different members.
Right.
Now, is there something, it's not female and male, right?
It's red is female,
ah,
and white is male.
I yes. see. So while the genres, mm-hmm, the music genres can be mixed, mm-hmm, the sexes are separated.
Right.
So it's kind of like a battle of the sexes.
That's right.
Singing yes. battle.
Yes, yes.
It's very interesting. It's worth seeing. It's because, you know, they do have all the top stars in, mm-hmm, Japan singing in this competition. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty, I've seen it a few times. It's quite interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on to another word.
年越し soba.
Okay, let's get it one more time. Now there's a food in there that you should listen for, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint, it's towards the end. So listen one more time and see if you can get the name of the food.
年越し soba.
Very, very nice. Okay, what's the name of the food?
Soba.
Yes. And again, for this is like Japanese spaghetti, but it's actually called buckwheat.
That's right. Yeah.
Buckwheat spaghetti, I believe, or buckwheat noodles. Buckwheat. Yes.
Thank right.
you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Sakura. Yes. Buckwheat noodles. Mm. The word for buckwheat noodles is soba. Now, what about the first part? Can you give us that slowly?
Okay. 年越し.
Okay. And what does this mean?
It's going to next year. Going to New Year.
Yes.
Yes. So, 年越し is usually used for things done just before New Year.
Yeah.
Going into New Year.
Yeah. Going into the New Year. Yeah. Going into the New Year noodles, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, one time, nice and slow, please.
年越し soba.
Okay. And please, by syllable.
年越し soba.
Very, very nice. And one time, fast.
年越し soba.
Okay, so it's very a unique custom for Japanese people to eat this. What's behind this?
Well, would you like to tell us, Peter?
I would like you to tell us, Sakura.
I heard that noodles are long, so it's kind of wishing for long life.
Ah, very interesting. Okay, so a typical Japanese household might spend the night at home watching
紅白 歌合戦.
Yes, or simply
紅白.
Yes, and then eating
年越し soba.
Yes, and this is of course on New Year's Eve,
which is 大晦日.
Yes, okay. Are there any other words you would like to share with everybody?
除夜の鐘.
Okay, one more time, nice and slowly.
除夜の鐘.
Okay, and what is the meaning of this?
There's a huge bell at temples, and when we're going into the new year, the temples hit the bell.
Ring the bell, yeah.
Ring the bell, yes. And we often go to temples at night or shrines at night to give prayers.
Yes. Can you break this down for us?
除夜の鐘.
Okay, and syllable, please.
除夜の鐘.
Okay, and isn't there a custom to give children money on New Year's?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell us what's this? And how do they get their money?
They put it in this little envelope.
Yes.
Yes, and give it to you.
Okay, and is there a special name for this money?
It's 落とし玉.
Ah, okay. And can you break this down one more time, please?
落とし玉.
Okay, and what does this mean?
It means, literally means dropped ball.
So yes, if you drop money, the kids will pick it up.
Right. Ah, さすが.
Okay, so break this down by syllable, please.
Okay. 落とし玉.
Okay, and one time fast.
落とし玉.
And what is the word for drop?
It's 落とし.
And what is the second word?
玉.
And what does this mean?
It means money or ball, or it has some meanings.
Okay. Okay. So I think that's going to about cover today's lesson. We didn't want to put too much stress on you. We know most of you are running out, or maybe some of you will catch this next year, but we just wanted to give you a rough idea of how Japanese New Year's is spent. Mm-hmm. Okay? So let's just give you the words one more time.
大晦日.
New Year's Eve.
正月.
New Year's Day.
年越しそば.
Yes, and this is coming into the New Year noodles.
紅白 or 紅白歌合戦.
Yes, Battle of the Sexes singing competition.
Right.
And
落とし玉.
Yes, this is a kid's present, which is money, served up in an envelope. So we have one more expression we would like to give to you, which is?
良いお年を.
Okay, and a little bit slower, please.
良いお年を.
And what does this mean?
It means have a good New Year.
Yes. Okay, and can you break it down by syllable?
Okay. Yoi. Otoshi o.
Okay, and when can you use this?
You can use it when you see somebody for the last time that year.
Yeah. And yes. It means have a good year. Mm. Have a great year. Right?
Right.
Okay, so from everybody here at JapanesePod101.com, we would like to say...
Yoi otoshi o.
Yes, yoi otoshi o. Okay, that's going to be it. Have a great year, everybody. See you next year.
Mata ne.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.